2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. Right now it's 84 degrees. Fair skies, a lot less smoke today in downtown Salt Lake City.
A good drive on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Are other health departments going to follow the Salt Lake County in recommending a mask mandate for kids in schools under the age of 12? Some health officials say they haven't made an official decision on the matter, but they're looking into it. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now with more. Paul?
Well, Lindsay, some healthcare officials say that they're going to speak with their educators and other members of their health boards today. Meanwhile, keeping them updated on all the latest data and the emails from the public about a mask mandate in schools, Weber Morgan Health Department spokesperson Lori Butter says they haven't ruled out recommending a mask mandate. In the meantime, though, they are setting up vaccination clinics in schools.
So we still encourage people to go there. We've got our own clinic open, and we're doing some additional outreach in the community.
Officials from the Tooele County Health Department say they're exploring all options to limit the spread of the virus, and that might include a mandate. And the discussion about a mask mandate is ongoing in Davis County. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County Council will either give their support or veto a mask mandate for kids, school kids under the age of 12 in Salt Lake County. The chair of the Salt Lake County Council, Steve DeBry, tells Utah's Morning News they will probably overturn it.
There's a very small chance that somebody in that age group would contract the virus, and I just don't think that benefits outweigh the risks and the problems that we'd have trying to mask up these little kids in that age group.
DeBry also says Dr. Dunn spoke several times about the possibility of a mask mandate, but they didn't know when it would happen. The CDC is urging all pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says in a statement that they are seeing severe outcomes from COVID-19 in unvaccinated pregnant people. The guidance comes after a CDC analysis of new safety data on 2,500 women showed no increased risk of miscarriage for women who have received at least one dose. The new advice also applies to nursing mothers and women planning to get pregnant. A CDC advisory panel is set to meet on Friday to discuss considerations for booster doses. Here's ABC News contributor Dr. Darren Sutton, an emergency room physician, on the need for booster shots.
Right now, there is no indication that the general public needs a booster shot. These vaccines are continuing to prove effective as the breakthrough rate of those who require hospitalizations and deaths remains below 0.001%.
Boosters for the immunocompromised may be recommended by the FDA within a few weeks. Data reviewed by ABC News from the CDC shows an estimated 1 million people have already received a third shot. Some people are using antibody tests to decide if they should get vaccinated against COVID-19, but public health professor at Westminster College, Han Kim, says all antibody tests do is tell you if your system responded to the virus, not if you're protected against it.
Number one, even if you have the disease, getting the vaccine, it doesn't do any harm to get the vaccine. And number two, if you didn't have a good immune response, it would actually kind of top you off.
Kim says researchers don't even know yet what level of antibodies is needed to ward off infections from the coronavirus. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Democrats still have a long way to go before they celebrate a win on Biden's agenda. ABC's Catherine Falders has the details.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer acknowledging there's still a lot of work to be done after the budget resolution and infrastructure bill both passed the Senate.
This was one of the most significant legislative days we've had in a long time here in the United States Senate. But we still have a long road to travel.
The budget blueprint now heads to the House for a vote. Congressional committees will then need to hammer out all the details before it reaches President Biden's desk. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
And we do have breaking news on KSL News Radio. Parts of Cedar City are under a boil order over concern of possible E. coli in the water. The city says the order is a precaution for people on Main Street and from 200 South to Schertz Canyon Drive. The city is currently flushing the system and testing the water. The city says in a release that the order will stay in effect until they have 100% negative test results. Again, that's in Cedar City. The smoke in the air could be on its way out. ABC News Radio's Adam Small reports.
Expect to say goodbye to the smoke this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex DeSmet says airflow patterns have changed since the weekend, and that's why we're seeing less smoke in the air now.
Don't see any signs that would point to a significant decrease in air quality like what we experienced last Friday.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says air quality is going to get better day by day, and especially so this weekend.
We're going to stay in this current pattern till the end of the weekend, and then we start to bring in a southerly pattern. That southern pattern also takes all that smoke and pushes it north outside of Utah.
Kevin also says it could bring us some much-needed rain. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Fire crews are responding to a new wildfire on the east bench of a Pleasant Grove in Orem today. The Curly Springs fire is estimated now to be under 5 acres. Utah Fire Info says it's burning in grass and brush. The cause is under investigation. Orem City on Twitter is asking people to avoid the area near Dry Canyon and the irrigation pond on the east side of Linden. Coming up on KSL News Radio, new species just discovered in Utah, and a look at your noontime drive.
Crews downtown have just wrapped up an accident and traffic getting back to normal at 5th East and 400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Reduce your taxes, maximize your Social Security benefits, and have a strategy to generate more income. These are the three things that can make your money go twice as far in retirement. Find out how at getmorewithboss.com. That's getmorewithboss.com. Just answer a few simple questions, and you'll instantly receive a free report that shows you exactly how much more money you could get in retirement. Our state-of-the-art system does all the heavy lifting for you. What are the three ways you could make your money go twice as far in retirement? Reduce your taxes, maximize your Social Security benefits, and have a strategy to generate more income. Learn how at getmorewithboss.com. That's getmorewithboss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem, and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. And they're finally walking into the Goodfeet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an arch support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk, and I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm going to cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Goodfeet store, the life you love, starts here.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:08. Recapping our top story, other health departments are looking into whether to require masks for children under 12 in schools. Salt Lake County recommended making it mandatory yesterday. Two high school basketball coaches in Georgia are being charged with murder after a heat-related death of a Georgia basketball player, ABC's Megan Tesvarian reports.
16-year-old Amani Bell died in August 2019 after running training drills outside during one of the hottest days of the year. A grand jury has indicted coaches LaRosa Walker-Askeri and Dwight Palmer on second-degree murder, child cruelty in the second degree, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless conduct. The day of Bell's death, temperatures in Atlanta hit 97 degrees, which may have violated the county's guidelines on outdoor workouts.
According to the Bell's family attorney, this is the first time a coach has been charged with murder in a case like this. A former Georgetown University tennis coach is trying to arrange a plea deal with federal prosecutors in the Varsity Blues case. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
His attorney said Gordon Ernst, who coached Georgetown tennis for 12 years, is working on a plea bargain to resolve charges he accepted nearly $3 million in bribes to get undeserving students admitted to Georgetown. Federal prosecutors in Boston have said Ernst was the most prolific of all the coaches caught in the scheme. He was charged last year with federal programs bribery, filing false tax returns, and other offenses, and those were in addition to the initial indictment a year earlier that charged him with racketeering and money laundering. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A new species of native snail has been discovered in Utah. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources said they recently discovered the species that has never been before been found in the state. The boreal snail was found in Dry Fork Canyon in the Uinta Mountains in April during a survey. This brings the number of total snail species in Utah up to 125. Who knew? Residents in Burlington, Illinois are cleaning up after a tornado touched down. There were no reports of serious injuries, but the twister damaged homes, uprooted trees, and caused power outages.
Bottom line, my wife is safe. That's all I care about. The rest of this stuff, it can be fixed. It can be replaced.
Greg Kamichiak says homes took heavy damage. He says his wife took shelter in the basement before the tornado struck their house. Turning now to our roads, Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a good-looking drive out on the Valley Freeways in Salt Lake County. No accidents or real delays. And then north and southbound, I-15 between Willard Bay and Utah Lake, you are good to go. We do have one spot that you do need to be aware of. It is an accident northbound Redwood Road, 2400 south of Woods Cross in Davis County. It has been moved to the right, but there's also road work in the area, so it's a bit of a tight squeeze. At Friendly Home Services, get a free Friendly air duct cleaning and filtration when you buy a new AC system with installation. Call or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A lot of sunshine in the low 90s today, and at least we got some blue sky out there, and more of the same tomorrow, but it's going to be hotter, up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's fair and 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, do you need to worry about a rise in your property taxes as the price of homes continues to climb? KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has an in-depth answer. That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Get ready. Saving starts with Xfinity. Because when you get Xfinity internet and mobile together, you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Enjoy fast, reliable internet at home and nationwide 5G on the go, included at no extra cost. That means you can connect to everything you love, Whether you're a next-level gaming aficionado, an online shopping mastermind, or crushing that research project. So go ahead, stream on all your devices or video chat from anywhere and save hundreds while doing it, because saving starts with Xfinity. Get Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add Xfinity Mobile and ask how to get an eligible 5G phone on us. And for a limited time, $300 back. Don't miss out. Go to Xfinity.com/start saving. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Internet offer ends 9/30/21 and requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Savings based on optimized pricing. Actual savings may vary.
The summer heat is starting to chill out, and some of the best camping months are just ahead. Cooler temperatures and fewer crowds mean that this is the perfect time to start a camping adventure in an RV from Motorsportsland. To make things even better, right now Motorsportsland is closing out all of our 2021 models to make room for incoming 22s. Don't miss your chance to save thousands on the RV you've been dreaming of. Come in today and let us guide you to the travel trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, folding trailer, or toy hauler that best meets your needs and budget. Motorsportsland is your one-stop shop for RV sales, parts, and service. Did you know we've added an additional service and storage center at 4988 West, 150 South? Whether you're buying, fixing, accessorizing, or servicing your RV, Motorsportsland is here to help you get away to your RV adventure in style. Come in today and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
could other local health departments follow Salt Lake County in recommending a mask mandate in schools? Some health officials say a mandate is an option that they're looking into. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the CDC urging pregnant women to get the COVID-19 shot. The guidance comes after a CDC analysis of new safety data showed no increase of miscarriage. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be an accident in Davis County, Redwood Road, 2400 South in Woods Cross, but it is in the final cleanup stages. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoke clears a little bit today and a high of 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 84 degrees and fair in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. COVID's Delta variant is running so rampant, spreading so fast among the unvaccinated. A CDC forecast says the number of COVID hospital patients could quadruple by Labor Day. And many hospitals are under-vaccinated, regions are jammed. And the spread of the virus seems to be already affecting one business.
In a new regulatory filing, Southwest Airlines is signaling a quick change. A few weeks ago, Southwest was bullish on the quarter and said things were looking great. Now with COVID spreading so rapidly, not so much. Southwest is reporting now trip cancellations are increasing and bookings declining. The TSA says Tuesday saw its lowest numbers of people at airport checkpoints in close to 2 months. And TripIt is reporting airfare prices are coming down, another sign of less demand.
ABC's Alex Stone, President Biden just speaking at the White House.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years, and unemployment is coming down.
Only a partial victory lap.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer acknowledging there's still a lot of work to be done after the budget resolution and infrastructure bill both passed the Senate.
This was one of the most significant legislative days we've had in a long time here in the United States Senate. But we still have a long road to travel.
The budget blueprint now heads to the House for a vote. Congressional committees will then need to hammer out all the details before it reaches President Biden's desk. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
Resigning might not be the end to one issue for New York Governor Cuomo, says ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
They could go through the impeachment process, have the trial in an effort to make sure he can't run for office again. There are legislators saying right now, we're going to investigate this, we have to consider this, etc. But I can't imagine that they're going to have the political will to move forward with that entire process, even though the governor's already resigned.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL in depth. With the enormous increases in home prices over the past couple of years, some people are worried property taxes might rise just as fast. But Utah's truth in taxation law means local governments don't get a windfall. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas explains.
Former State Senator Howard Stevenson is one of the architects of Utah's truth in taxation law.
If you're seeing a huge increase in values because home prices, for example, are skyrocketing, the certified tax rate comes down so that that taxing entity gets no more money than the previous year.
If a city or a school district needs more than they got last year, plus a little for growth, they have to publish a notice and hold a hearing. Alpine School District held theirs last night. Board President Mark Clement.
I just think it's a great investment.
At last night's hearing, Allison Morris was having none of it.
Stop overspending on schools. My gosh, they're a palace. We don't need that.
The Alpine District Board passed the 4.5% tax increase unanimously. Truth in taxation hearings for other entities are listed on your tax notice. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Great information. Ricky Meese joining us now. What's going on out on those roads?
We are starting to see a little bit of slowdowns northbound I-15 in Clearfield due to construction. Don't miss the Extreme Bulls' last chance coming to Nephi, Utah, September 30th. See top competitors as they ride the meanest high-flying bulls around. Visit UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has the 7-day forecast.
Up to 92 today. We get a lot of sunshine, at least some better air quality out there. Smoke starting to clear away. Tomorrow heats up to 97 and lots of sunshine and hotter for the weekend. 98 on Friday, more the same on Saturday, Sunday. Lots of sunshine both days of the weekend and upper 90s. Then it tones down next week with rain coming our way. Storms on Monday and a temperature of 93. More storms possible Tuesday and 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 84 degrees with sunny skies at KSL News Radio in downtown Salt Lake City.
This is a test of the National Emergency Alert System. This system was developed by broadcast and cable operators in voluntary cooperation with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Federal Communications Commission, and local authorities to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the tone alert you heard at the start of this message. No action is required.
No? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tau, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Can we talk? You live in a house. You depend on your water to drink, warm water to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, and the bath in. You depend on electricity for lights, cooking, refrigerating, air conditioning, heating, indoor air quality equipment, for dishwashing and clothes. You depend on gas for heat and maybe cooking and drying. And drain lines. How do you feel about your drain lines? They certainly should get on with their job and not allow soapy water to congregate up around your ankles. Your fixtures, faucets, equipment, appliances, and ductwork should all do their jobs. Let's cut to the chase. We are plumbing engineers, sewer scientists, heating and air conditioning physicists.
indoor air quality experts, electrical smarty pants, and water heater whisperers. And with an abundance of caution to protect you, your family, and our people, we are at your service. Pandemic or not, Whipple Service Champions here for you. We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution. Whipple Service Champions. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Finding the correct mortgage lender is critical for your home purchase. At Loans by Rick, they're closing purchase loans in 12 to 22 days, always giving low rates. And for August and September, Loans by Rick will pay your appraisal on home purchase loans over $500,000, saving you $500 to $600. Click loansbyrick.com or call Rick at 801-809-SAVE. Lender testimonials available at loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders.
With home values increasing greatly, there has never been a better time to do a cash-out refinance. But where do you get a cash-out refinance and not get clobbered by the rate? Not the banks, not the credit unions. Call Loans by Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Compare the interest rates and closing times. Loans by Rick is closing in 12 to 22 days over 90% of the time, which means fast cash back to you. Click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthTown.com. KSL News Time, 1224. The rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations has Americans rethinking travel again.
In a new regulatory filing, Southwest Airlines is signaling a quick change. A few weeks ago, Southwest was bullish on the quarter and said things were looking great. Now with COVID spreading so rapidly, not so much. Southwest is reporting now trip cancellations are increasing and bookings declining. The TSA says Tuesday saw its lowest numbers of people at airport checkpoints in close to 2 months. And TripIt is reporting airfare prices are coming down, another sign of less demand.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting. We're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Google may cut pay for employees who opt to keep working from home. The tech giant has a new pay calculator that lets employees see how their pay will be impacted if they work remotely or move back to the office. A company that makes vote counting machines is suing former President Donald Trump. Dominion Voting Systems is filing the defamation lawsuits against Trump and right-wing broadcasters. The company claims they were damaged by claims that the 2020 election was marred by fraud. KSL Drive's Verizon is making a special 5G-equipped disaster response vehicle, which basically looks like a Swiss Army knife on wheels. It's just a prototype right now, but could eventually respond to disaster zones to establish communications when other networks are down. And your money at this moment, the Dow is up 190 points. The S&P is up 5 points, but the NASDAQ sitting down 53 points. Turkish archaeologists believe they found remains of the real Trojan horse. They have been excavating a site inside the walls of the ancient city of Troy and found a large wooden structure. They say carbon dating tests suggest it dates to the 12th or 11th century BC. That matches the date cited for the Trojan War, and the assembly of the work matches the descriptions. Coming up, we'll take a look at your noontime drive.
Thank goodness we're at that time of year the weather actually starts changing.
Lows in the 70s, highs in the upper 80s.
Make it a habit to get a reliable KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
NMLS 1817019.
Will you trade a couple hours of time to save tens of thousands in interest and pay your mortgage off sooner? LendRight Mortgage has a simple two-step formula to help you do just this. Step 1, lower your rate by as little as a quarter of a percent. Step 2, keep making the same mortgage payment you make right now. Doing these two simple things will pay your mortgage off sooner and slash the interest you'll pay. Use LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan to cover 100% of your refi costs. So, your savings start on day one. With APRs as low as 2.59% for 30 years and 1.95% for 15, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Choose our Freedom Loan and pay no closing costs. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 12:29. Taking a look at your noontime drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Just got a tip from a KSL traffic trooper about a roadside fire. This is in Tooele County. The brush fire is near SR 73, about 2 miles west of Five Mile Road. Now, for those who are going to be traveling that area, so far I'm not seeing any kind of big backup. And it's out there a bit, so just be aware that you will have emergency crews arriving at the scene. For those here a little closer to home in Salt Lake County, your Valley Freeway traffic is looking good, but northbounders on I-15 in Davis County, you do have heavy and slow traffic due to road work as you're going through Clearfield. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Better air quality today. Temperatures around 92. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Heats up to 97 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 84 degrees with sunny skies at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertzin for Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Some members of the Utah National Guard will be going to the southern border sometime this next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
This is the 1457th Engineer Battalion, and they will deploy in support of the Custom and Border Protection's mission along the southern border. Around 50 service members will be going. The statement from the Guard says they will provide mission enhancement, enhancing support to the border security operations so that Border Patrol agents can do their own law enforcement mission more efficiently. The unit is scheduled to depart sometime this next year. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Provo man accused of groping women on the BYU campus is now admitting to grabbing and groping three women. Jacob Hansen pleaded guilty in 4th District Court yesterday. Court documents show the women were walking on or near the campus in March when the attacks happened. According to charges, Hansen told police when he was arrested that he targeted one of the women on impulse and said groping gives him, quote, a short release that helps him reset. Smoke is finally on its way out this weekend. KSL meteorologist, our KSL meteorologists say air quality is improving day by day and it'll improve dramatically this weekend.
We're going to stay in this current pattern till the end of the weekend. And then we start to bring in a southerly pattern. That southern pattern also takes all that smoke and pushes it north outside of Utah.
That, of course, Kevin Eubank, the National Weather Service, says we'll only see another influx of smoke if the wind patterns change. This July went down in the record books as the fifth hottest month ever for the state of Utah, but it also turned out to be one of our wettest. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly describes how much rainfall.
The monsoonal rains turned 2021 from the eighth driest year on record to the 23rd driest through July. That's a according to new data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Overall, the state received 1.66 inches of rain last month, which is the most since July of 2011. The good news, as KSL.com reports, is the rainfall helped move Utah from exceptional drought to extreme drought status.
The bad news is the monsoons created disaster areas in and around Cedar City. Some people are using antibody tests to decide if they should get vaccinated against COVID-19, but public health professor at Westminster College, Han Kim, says all antibody tests do is tell you if your system responded to the virus, not if you're protected against it.
Number one, even if you have the disease, getting the vaccine, it doesn't do any harm to get the vaccine. And number two, if you didn't have a good immune response, it would actually kind of top you off.
Kim says researchers don't even know yet what level of antibodies is needed to ward off infections from the coronavirus. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. A federal judge has ruled that House Democrats can obtain some of former President Trump's tax records through a subpoena. Here's ABC's Catherine Falders.
A federal judge ruled Wednesday that the House Oversight Committee can obtain former President Trump's tax records from 2017 and 2018, but ruled against their request for records for information that dated back to 2011. In March, the committee reissued their subpoenas for the accounting firm as they continue to investigate whether Trump's businesses profited because of his time in the White House. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
The Afghanistan War.
With nine Afghan provincial capitals now reportedly under Taliban control, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Afghan security forces are well prepared to handle the threat.
Ultimately, the Afghan National Security Defense Forces have the equipment, numbers, and training to fight back. They have what they need. What they need to determine is if they have the political will to fight back.
She says the U.S. has been in Afghanistan for far too long now.
We've been at war in Afghanistan for 20 years. And it is far long past time to bring troops home.
She says American troops will withdraw by August 31st, despite this rise of violence from Taliban troops. And stay tuned for an in-depth report on the Taliban's growing control coming up at 12:45. California teachers will have to get their COVID vaccines. AP reports Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to make the announcement today. The new health orders come after the state mandated all healthcare workers be vaccinated last month. President Biden says his Build Back Better program will lower costs for working families, generate economic growth, and create jobs. The president says he's ordering additional efforts to help.
The child tax credit, stepping in to address the supply chain challenges, my competition orders, the FTC investigation, and the price gouging, these are some of the immediate steps we're taking to put more money in your pocket and make that money go further.
$3.5 trillion tax and spending plan is also there to help fight climate change. Coming up on KSL, what you missed in the U.S. Senate while you were sleeping last night. Boyd was up and watching for us. And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have slowdowns due to road work northbound I-15 in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Your daytime companions.
You want to work here?
You got to get a shot.
If you don't get the shot, you get fired? That's a big deal.
We all start to believe that the worst is yet to come.
That's concerning to me.
Got to continue to have hope.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's Sunday.com. Or call 825 offer for your free, no obligation cash offer.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you have a drain that's clogged or backed up, after you've tried the plungers and products, the next step usually involves some kind of drain snake or cabling equipment. You see, sometimes the blockage is far enough down the line that you need special equipment that most homeowners just don't have. That's where the drains department at Any Hour Services can help. A drain snake can clear most blockages and get the water flowing again, and clearing blocked drains is what our drains department does day in and day out. So if you're a homeowner with a drain line that's clogged or backed up and you'd like one of our drain technicians to come and snake the line for you, it's only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sink, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time, 12:38, recapping our top story. Members of Utah will get called up to the southern border next year. The deployment for about 50 service members will support the border security operations. Again, it's KSL News Time, 12:38. Turning now to Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. Boyd, I hope you have that mug I see right there filled with Diet Coke, because the Senate considered several amendments to the $3.5 trillion framework late into the night last night on the infrastructure bill. Again, Boyd Matheson with us. You watched it all. Break it down for us. What did we miss?
Yeah, if you weren't looking for something to put you to sleep last night, some of us did tune in to C-SPAN 2. Not just C-SPAN, but C-SPAN 2.
This is C-SPAN after dark.
Yes, to see what was going on the floor of the Senate. And there were some interesting moments. These are just, they call it Votorama. And so they're just all these amendments to the big $3.5 trillion framework that was ultimately passed by the just Democratic votes. But there were some interesting little moments. You had Deb Fischer, who's the senator from Nebraska, farm country, truck country. She had an amendment that said we should stop having government subsidies for electric trucks to people who make over $150,000 a year. And so that was an interesting from a Republican senator saying, hey, we shouldn't help the rich on this. Let's just help the little guy. Only to have Deb Stabenow, senator from Michigan, Democrat, come in her best Southern drawl, say that this amendment was just an anti-truck amendment, anti-American truck. So there's a little bit of a flipping of the switch there. Or you had Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, talking about the federal government should control whether or not any kind of critical race theory and history should be taught in our schools and no funding there. So that's a very national government top-down thing, only to have Patty Murray, Liberal Democrat from Washington, say, no, this is a states' rights issue. Education should be decided at the state and local level. So there was a little bit of crazy town going on and flipping of roles that we normally think. Of course, most of these things that were voted on through the night last night were really symbolic things, a lot of symbolic votes. None of them are binding, by the way, because as much as we want to talk about the $1.2 trillion and the $3.5 trillion bills. The $3.5 trillion bill actually hasn't been written yet, but they did vote to advance it, which you can only do in Washington.
So this is what happens when you pass legislation in the middle of the night. Crazy town comes out, right?
Crazy town always comes out, and it's a very dangerous time. It's a fascinating time to be in Washington to just watch and I wish I could share all the texts from all the different senators from last night, because it was rather interesting.
Well, and this may not be the time for this, but are you going to break down a little bit about if this infrastructure bill does get through, what does this mean for Utah?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we're going to have a number of guests on the show today talking about all the different components, the good, the bad, the ugly, and what it means for Utah. And everybody agrees, regardless of where you voted on all of this or where you wanted to vote on this, that we do need infrastructure help. And so making sure that gets done and how that gets done in Utah will be a big topic on the show today.
Yeah, great conversation. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources from 1 to 3 this afternoon on KSL News Radio. Thank you, Boyd. Turning now to Ricky Meese. She is in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you are making your way through Murray, look for the crash on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at 5300 South, but it's already out of traffic. On the shoulder, we do have slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County, and it's mostly through the Clearfield area due to road work. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebration of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale at BYUtickets.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our KSL weather forecast.
Heats up the next few. We're up to 92 today. A lot of sunshine, but at least some better air quality. A lot of that smoke moving out. More sunshine. Temperatures going up tomorrow. 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 84 degrees and sunny at KSL News Radio. Coming up on Utah's new news, troops are losing more and more ground in Afghanistan to the Taliban. We'll discuss that on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Backed by popular demand and presented by Ute Stampede Rodeo, it's the Extreme Bulls' last chance coming to Nephi September 30th. Come see the biggest, baddest, most extreme bull riding competition, the PRCA Extreme Bulls Tour, showcasing PRCA's top bull riders. This event has the rankest bulls the world has to offer. It's a nail biter. Watch Extreme Bulls competitors as they buck and ride these high-flying mean bulls while holding on for dear life. Be up close with the top bull riders from the PRCA Ram World Standings and contestants who advance through Extreme Bulls qualifying events. It's the angriest bulls conquered by the finest top performers riding for top money prizes and bragging rights to advance on and qualify for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Get your tickets to the 2021 Extreme Bulls Last Chance event, September 30th in Nephi, Utah. Visit UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com.
Soda weight loss has been so amazing for us starting this program up. I'm down 53 pounds in 12 weeks with Soda weight loss, and it's been amazing. I mean, the mental side of it, Scott, alone is such a huge deal. I feel so much better about what I'm doing, the direction I'm going. I have a direction, and that direction comes from Soda weight loss. S-O-T-A is how you spell it. S-O-T-A, that's state of the art. And Soda has just been able – it all starts with the plan that they make for you, the nutritionists and the coaches there. They help you every step of the way.
Yeah, I've dropped 71 pounds so far, and it's great. You see results. This is all based on science. It's not some gimmick. You got to go check it out, and you'll get the results. Men drop 3 to 5 pounds of weight a week. Women 2 to 3 pounds. It really works. Don't believe us or believe us or whatever. Just get off your couch and go do it. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. Read all their over 4,500 Google reviews. SodaWeightLoss.com.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit SSFCU.org for details.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
some members of the Utah National Guard leaving to go to the U.S. border with Mexico to help Customs and Border Protection. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, all this smoke in the air is expected to clear out in the next few days. Today looks a lot clearer than the last few days, but still in the moderate category for air quality throughout the Wasatch Front. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a roadside fire near SR 73 in Tooele County, about 2 miles west of Five Mile Pass. Be aware of that. Salt Lake County freeways, no delays, but we do have an accident in Murray. Southbound I-15 on the exit ramp from 5300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoke clears a little bit today, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 84 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Touting the latest economic stats, the consumer prices rose last month, but more slowly. Plus, the Senate passed budget plan and bill to upgrade roads, bridges, and broadband. President Biden this past hour at the White House.
The child tax credit, stepping in to address the supply chain challenges, my competition orders, the FTC investigation, and the price gouging. These are some of the immediate steps we're taking to put more money in your pocket and make that money go further.
Many hospitals in under-vaccinated regions are jammed with many younger COVID patients. CDC forecasts says the number of patients could quadruple by Labor Day. Some schools in Florida and Texas going against their governors and maintaining mask mandates despite threats to their salaries. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul just speaking at the Capitol in Albany, and Governor Andrew Cuomo resigning, making her the new state chief in 2 weeks.
And while it was not expected, it is a day for which I am prepared.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Afghanistan War. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Taliban fighters are seizing control of even more territory in Afghanistan over the last day. ABC's Ian Pinnell reports the Taliban is advancing almost unimpeded.
Overnight, the Taliban seizing control of more key cities in Afghanistan as U.S. troops start to finish their withdrawal, ending America's longest war. The militants with at least 9 major battlefield victories in less than a week as they advance at bewildering speed. The extremists reported to be fighting together with Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. The Biden administration insisting government forces have the training and numbers to hold back their advance. But all evidence on the ground shows the opposite, as terrified civilians flee the fighting. This astonishing map shows how rapidly the Taliban have advanced since mid-April, when Joe Biden formally announced plans to bring the troops home. According to one estimate, now controlling 65% of the country, as government troops surrender, defect, or simply retreat. Overnight, Biden standing by his decision.
Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury, thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves. Fight for their nation.
So far, I have to be honest, that isn't happening nearly enough, despite what President Biden says. The groups that we went to war against almost 20 years ago this morning look closer to victory than ever before.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Turning now to Utah's roads, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We do have slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County as you're going through Clearfield. And up by the base, but really that's due to road work. Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Utah County looking good with no delays, but we do have a small accident. It's on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at 5300 South in Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has your KSL weather forecast.
92 sunshine today, smoke not as big a deal. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 96. And it gets hotter up to 98 on Friday. Lots of sun. Just about as hot for the weekend, too. Saturday, mostly sunny, 98. More sunshine on Sunday with a high of 97. Storms back into the picture Monday afternoon. And the high temperature that day, only 93. And then 89. More storms on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 84 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, a check of your money news.
So a cop, a dialysis patient, and a trucker walk into a bar. The trucker says,
"You checked your kidney health lately?"
The bartender says,
"No, why?"
The kidney patient says,
"One in three adults has kidney disease."
The bartender says,
"Really?"
The cop says,
"Uh-oh, you're in trouble." Get it? Urine?
Yeah.
You may not think a Utah Highway Patrol, a trucker, and Utah kidney patients have anything in common. But once a year, they come together for the annual Kidney Walk and the Great Salt Lake Truck Show to benefit Utah kidney patients. Dunk a cop, honk the horn of an 18-wheeler, and get your kidney health screened for free Friday and Saturday, August 13th and 14th at Thanksgiving Points Electric Park.
And then the cop says,
Nanny.
Kidney Walk starts at 8:30 a.m. Saturday, August 13th. Visit KidneyWalk.org or the National Kidney Foundation of Utah's Facebook page for more information, or call 801-226-5111. That's 801-226-5111.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU's Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand. Branches and Draper and Harriman, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop in to either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
RSL is on the road for 3 weeks, and they'll finally make their way back to the Riot August 14th in a star-studded, drama-filled, action-packed match against Austin FC.
All right.
RSL versus Austin FC, Saturday, August 14th at 8 p.m. Reserve your seats now before they're gone at RSL.com or by calling 844-RAYAL-TIX. Catch the match live on KMYU, the KSL TV app, or listen on ESPN 700. This match is presented by England Logistics.
Does a robot know you like a neighbor?
Insurance Corporation will fulfill requests to cover anyone, anything, anytime, anywhere, with most standard algorithm, in the order it was received. Please hold.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting the insurance coverage you need always starts with a conversation. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
KSL News Time, 12:54. In Europe, historic wildfires are continuing to burn in Greece.
Evia has really been at the center of this wildfire crisis. More than 2,000 people have already fled this island. There are still boats on standby, ready to evacuate more if needed. But we've also met so many people who have stayed behind, saying they want to stay back here, volunteer if needed, protect their homes if needed, even standing side by side with firefighters if needed, to protect their villages and their homes and their families.
That's ABC's Maggie Rooley reporting. Taking a look at Utah's money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The U.S. Labor Department shows that consumer prices jumped 0.5% from June to July. That puts the increase at 5.4% when compared to a year ago. Moderna is making so many vaccines. They're now planning to build a new vaccine plant in Canada. The plant will fulfill Canada's orders of the company's vaccines, including COVID-19 boosters. A newly remodeled Macy's grocery store is having a grand opening today in Salt Lake City. The store at 2040 South and 2300 East has special prices at the front of the building where people can leave their dogs while they shop in the store. And your money at this moment, the Dow is up 190 points right now, sitting at 35,454. The S&P is up 7 points, but the NASDAQ is down 36 points. Pizza in space? Pizza anytime, I say. A Utah company is sending a special pizza delivery to the ISS. Bloomberg's Karen Moscow reports.
Northrop Grumman's latest space station delivery includes pizza for seven. The cargo ship should reach the International Space Station tomorrow. The 8,200-pound shipment includes fresh apples, tomatoes, and kiwi, along with a pizza kit and cheese smorgasbord for the seven station astronauts. Also flying, a mounting bracket for new solar wings launching to the orbiting lab next year, a material simulating moon dust and dirt that will be used to create items from the space station's 3D printer.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.